good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 45 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, April 15th, 2010, from the line of cars filled with drivers trying to beat the deadline with our 1040s. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. As always, for those of yous planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
And, of course, tonight's mystery theme is the Bill May version of the theme from The Odd Couple from the Ultra Lounge series, Volume 13, entitled TV Town. And that's not selected without purpose. We're celebrating my favorite Odd Couple today, one of my favorite Odd Couples anyway. This show and much of it is dedicated to Murray and Sherry, on the occasion of their 26th wedding anniversary, which was today. I don't know if they're fully tuned in because they just arrived back on this continent from being abroad moments ago. I just got the word that they're back at the house. Why are they an odd couple? Because any couple that includes as 50% of its configuration my father is by definition a fairly odd couple. So in addition to today being their wedding anniversary and the 26th anniversary of another event I don't dare dwell on the radio, it is also, of course, tax day. And I hope you got yours in on time. We did.
I said to my Uncle Sam, old man taxes, here I am, and he was glad to see me. Mr. Small Fry, yes indeed, lower brackets, that my speed, and he was glad to see me. I paid my income tax today.
I never felt so proud before to be right there with millions more who paid their income tax today. I'm squared up with the USA. You see those bombers in the sky? Rockefeller helped to build them, so did I. I paid my income tax today.
We paid our income tax today. We never cared what Congress spent, but now we watch your every cent. Examine every bill they pay.
They'll have to let us have our say. I wrote the Treasury to go slow. Careful, Mr. Henry Jr., that's my dough.
I paid my income tax today.
Yes, yes.
Well, that was Mr. Gene Autry with Jimmy Wakely and his trio. I'd like to thank Bob Dylan's Theme Time Radio Hour for putting that on a CD for me. That's how come I've got it. And I hope you paid your income tax today, because I don't want to have to pay for all the roads and stuff all by myself. You hear me? So pay your income taxes today. And if you didn't pay them today, well, pay them tomorrow, because we can use the penalty money. Well, what else was today? Today was Jackie Robinson Day in Major League Baseball. Did you know that? That on April 15th, another thing that we celebrate is Jackie Robinson joining the major leagues. And the two things that we always do on April 15th in honor of Jackie is all of the ball players in Major League Baseball wear number 42. And on Hinky Dinky Time Radio, on Hinky Dinky Time Radio, we always play this song on Jackie Robinson Day. This is the Count Basie Orchestra with Taps Miller, and I thought it was Buddy Johnson, but we'll get back to that.
Yes, Jackie hit that ball.
And when he swung his bat, the crowd went wild, because he knocked that ball a solid mile. Yeah, boy.
Yes, yes, Jackie hit that ball. Satchel Paige is mellow, so is Campanella. Newcomb and Dobie too. But it's a natural fact, when Jackie comes to bat, the other team is through.
Didn't you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? Did he hit it? Yes! And that ain't all, he's so whole!
Yes, yes, Jackie's real gone.
Thank you.
quite funny, but I dig to do them with you. If you can't find happiness with anyone, I know how you feel. And if you can't find happiness with anyone, and your love is for real, if the weather's sunny, there's places that I wanna see. The trees and the flowers are weaving their magic on me. The trees touch the sky and the wind blows through your hair, and your mind is at ease. And if you're inclined just to stop and dream a while, and you do what you please. And sometimes you need someone with his head in the clouds and his feet on the ground. Baby, I fit that bill, and I hope that you will, 'cause I know what you're thinking. With anyone, I know how you feel. And if you can't find happiness with anyone, and your love is for real.
That's a band called The Smoke and a song called If the Weather is Sunny. And I can relate because it is springtime. It's been just beautiful around here. I hope it's been as delightful wherever you are. But when the weather is sunny, we do have things to do. That the vast broadcast and media campus of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Somebody's got to whack the weeds and mow the grass and cut the brush and get the rash. And all of that good stuff, and that's what we do this time of year. We catch up. We play catch up. Pass the catch up. And, well, as I said earlier, it is the 26th wedding anniversary of my dad and his beautiful bride. And if there's one thing I've learned from the two of them, it is the success that comes with longevity in romance. It's due to one thing. It's because you've learned to let your love flow.
Embrace, just feel the thunder as it warms your face. You can't hold.
And of course, that's the Ralph Bellamy Brothers from 1976 with their hit Let Your Love Flow. And as I am broadcasting to an increasingly aging demographic, I've decided that when I rock, I should rock early because people need to have time to recover because most of my audience falls right to sleep around the end of my program. So we're going to listen to a little Alice Cooper right now, and we're going to give us plenty of breathing room so that we can recompose ourselves, and then we can compost ourselves. That was Caught in a Dream, some very early 1970s Alice Cooper. And as we like to do here on Hinky Dinky Time Radio, we shift gears. We downshift hard. So this is Ella Fitzgerald and the Delta Rhythm Boys with It's Only a Paper Moon.
But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a hunky tongue parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Say it's only a paper moon.
But
over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without
it's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. It's phony, it's plain to see how happy I would be if you
tell you how it will be. There's one for you and 19 for me. Cause I'm the tax man. Yes, I'm the tax man. Is rough. Now dig this. Should 5% appear too small, just be thankful I don't take it all. Tax man is something else, isn't it? Cause I'm the tax man. Yes, I'm the tax man. Now dig this. If you drive a truck, I'll tax the street. And if you try to fix it, I'll tax your seat. If you get too cold, I'll tax the heat. And if you take a walk, and this is awful, I'll tack your feet. Cause I'm the tax man. He's awful. Now don't ask me what it's for. If you don't want to pay, pay some more. Cause I'm the tax man. Yes, I'm the tax man. Now dig this. Now my advice for those who die, this is awful. Beware the pennies on your eyes. Cause I'm the tax man. Yes, I'm the tax man. And you're working for me. No one but me. Tax man is rough. He can come and get you anytime he wanna. Would you believe he can come and get your old lady? That tax man is a flip.
Don't ask me what I want it for. That's the tax man, and he's a flip. Terrible, terrible thing. That's little Junior Parker. And this is the Three Sons. And this is the anniversary song. Going out to the same people they all been going out to tonight. Marie and Sherry. Those of you listening to this show right now on the archive are enjoying a special treat that my live listeners did not get to enjoy, which is that that track we just heard, the anniversary song by the Three Sons, featured some of the cheesiest left-to-right stereo panning effects I have ever heard. And I apologize to those of you hearing me live right now in mono. You'll have to take another run at that because it's worth checking out. Trust me on that one. Let's see, where are we at right now?
Take me out to the market. Take me out in the truck. Oh, buy me some peanuts and crackers. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the whole. Even if they don't win, it's a game. For it's 1, 2.
Well, the Cubs are 2 games out of first with a record of 4 wins and 5 losses, having dropped today's game to the Brewers, but taking 2 of 3 to win the series. The series was highlighted by yesterday's come-from-behind late-inning victory. New right fielder Marlon Byrd is quickly becoming a fan favorite with his athletic heads-up defense and his bringing of the fireworks to the batter's box. Rookie Tyler Colvin, dubbed Tyco by yours truly, is earning his roster spot. Kosuke Fukudomi and Derek Lee are leading the team at the plate right now. Kosuke, I think he's hitting 417, and Derek's got a higher slugging percentage. They're both just wailing on the ball, which is fine with me. Over the first nine games, the Cubs have gone yard 12 times with those home runs distributed among an amazing nine different players. Starting pitching has been rock solid, except for the annual Carlos Zambrano opening day disaster. The bullpen is a mess. Too many young kids and way too many Jeff Samardzijas, the best college wide receiver pitching in Major League Baseball. Defense has been up and down. We need more run support for our starters, and for crying out loud to the knuckleheads at Wrigley Field, you need to stop booing Alfonso Soriano. It gets us nowhere. And that's this week's Chicago Cubs Baseball Report. And that takes us right into this week's WCFL 4040.
WCFL and Chicago.
Thank you, Chicago. And fittingly, this week's number 40 song on the Big Ten top 10, the WCFL Big Ten Music Survey, the number 40 song in Chicagoland for the week of April 13th, 1970, was this song by Three Dog Night, and makes a perfect dedication for tonight's anniversary broadcast. This is Celebrate.
Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow, this is the night
to go to the celebrity ball.
Didn't find time to call. Ready or not, gonna make it to the city. Oh, this is the night.
Go to the celebrity ball. Dress up tonight. Why are we lonely? We'll stay at home and you'll be gone. So why are we lonely?
Sitting alone, sitting on.
To the music, celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music, celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music.
Okay, so maybe my dad is listening to tonight's broadcast. I was not sure of that. I was just thinking back on how, and it seems amazing to me that it's been 23 years since we got the new sports arena in this town. It was 1987 that the Kansas Expo Center opened, and one of the first events I ever attended there shortly after it opened was the only concert I ever saw by Three Dog Night. And it stands to this day as the very best show I ever saw in that arena. They set it up to use half the arena with a backdrop across the sports arena halfway and the stage there, and they played to one end of it, and it was a smart thing to do. And they were very good, and it sounded great in there, and they never reached that level in that arena again. I'm here to tell you. Back when my hair was short. No, we're not playing that tonight. Back many years ago, when Murray met Sherry, she was in fact a school teacher, which is something I hadn't even considered when I picked out this song to play on tonight's broadcast. This is Louis Jordan, and this is Teacher, How I Love My Teacher.
Is a great big strapping boy. Johnny is the teacher's pride and joy. He'll do the teacher favors and all exams he'll pass. Then whisper to the teacher when the last boy leaves the class. Teacher, teacher, how I love my teacher. Every day from 9 to 3, you're as nice as you can be. And you look so good to me, oh, may I leave the room. Teacher, teacher, how I love my teacher. You teach me, I'm quick to learn. Smile a while, don't look so stern. Keep me with you one more time, oh, may I leave the room. Teacher, teacher, how I love my teacher. Can you bake a wedding cake? Can you take what I can shake? Don't say no, for goodness sake. May I leave the room? Teacher, teacher, how I love my teacher. Look me squarely in the face. Hold me tightly just in case I should feel so out of place. Oh, may I leave the room? Teacher, teacher, how I love my teacher. Oh, give me one more chance. Teach me how to do your dance. You put anties in my panties. May I leave the room? Teacher, teacher, how I love my teacher. Won't you give me one big kiss? I'll show you what you've missed. After that you can't resist, and we'll both leave the room. Teacher, teacher, may I leave the room? Teacher, teacher, be back very soon. Teacher, teacher, may I leave the room? I held up one, I held up two. What are we gonna do?
I get along without you very well, of course I do. Except when soft rains fall and drip from leaves, then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your arms. Of course I do. But I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like I should. Of course I have. Except to hear your name, or someone's laugh that is the same. But I've forgotten you just like I should. What a guy, what a fool am I, to think my breaking heart could kid the moon. What's in store? Should I phone once more? No, it's best that I stick to my tune. I get along without you very well, of course I do. Except perhaps in spring, but I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart in two. What a fool am I, to think my breaking heart could kid the moon. What's in store? Should I phone once more? No, it's best that I stick to my tune. I get along without you very well, I do, except perhaps in spring, but I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart in two.
No, that wasn't Stacy Kent. That was Bob Eberly singing with the Jimmy Dorsey Band. That's halfway to a request, which is something I'm prone to do around here. I'll play the artist or the song sometimes, but not necessarily both. I'm pleased to play half a request because it's better than no request at all. If you've got half a request for me, send it on in and I'll play a quarter of a request for you. I just got some excellent news. As I mentioned, Dad and Sherry are back in the country, and we're heading up there this weekend for a very special birthday celebration. It's Sherry's grandmother's 100th birthday, and I'm pretty excited about that because Nanny is a fine little lady. And I just learned that the birthday dinner is going to be at Coniglia's Venice Inn, which everybody's excited about because it's certainly among Sherry's favorite restaurants. I know it's certainly one of mine. Let's see here. I kind of lost my train of thought, or at least I didn't have a plan to get out of that little rap. I got a stack of songs that I'm trying to work my way through that I've been wanting to feature, and I don't know a better time than to play this song by the Montanans. The Montanas. I haven't even been drinking, folks. I'm going to rectify that right after the program, though. This is a song called That's When Happiness Began.
My life was a drag, guess I was lonely. Told me
happiness began. She made me so happy, yeah, made me a happy man. Wow! I met, saw her, met her, met her, knew I had to get her, met, she smiled, met, told me met, that she had to hold me. That's when happiness began.
Did you recognize the vocal stylings of Mr. Bill Cosby? That's Hickey Burr. a song from 1969 by Quincy Jones, which is also the theme song from The Bill Cosby Show from 1969. And that song, incidentally, happens to be the ringtone on my cell phone. Not all 4 minutes and 9 seconds of it, just a portion of it, but it does make it the coolest ringtone in town. I just recently acquired a copy of Season 1 of The Bill Cosby Show for $4.88 as a used item off of an Amazon reseller, and I get to hear a piece of that theme song at the beginning and end of every episode of that program that I watch, and it makes me one happy little fellow. I just got some great breaking news. My sister, my one and only sister, I've got several brothers and one sister, and my sister is graduating from college this June, and we'll be winging our way to Providence, Rhode Island for that graduation celebration. And she has just landed an internship in New York City that will cover her from July till next November, working on the Victoria's Secret December Fashion Extravaganza. So congratulations to Lexi for not moving back in with her parents after graduating college. Good for you. That's wonderful news. That's just wonderful news. Well, we're getting into that part of the broadcast where we start to wind things down. We do have some unfinished business.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. The office of the Police Commissioner of Midland City.
Yes, this is the Commissioner. What? Where? Hold on.
Yes, Commissioner.
Miss Helfinger, we must quickly summon the Fantastic Fowls.
Who?
The White-Winged Warrior.
All right, Commissioner.
And Miss Helfinger, one more thing.
Yes.
I don't know who he is, but I do know this.
Call him, Commissioner.
Yes. Hello?
Hello, Fantastic Fowl.
Who?
White-Winged Warrior.
Oh, yes, here.
The Commissioner wants you to come right over right away and take care of some crime.
Are those the very words the Commissioner used?
Yes, I think so.
This can mean, then, only one of four only things.
What are you talking
about? One, you are not Miss Helfinger, and the Commissioner never said that. Two, you are Miss Helfinger, and the Commissioner is sick and doesn't know what he's saying.
Listen.
Three, you are Miss Helfinger, but you've been tortured by a diabolically clever criminal so that you're out of your mind with pain, and therefore you're speaking against your will.
Would you please listen?
Three.
Four.
Four, I mean. You have dialed the wrong number, and I am not Chicken Man.
Would you believe that the Commissioner said, tell the White-Winged Warrior the dark forces of evil are gathering for wrongdoing and we must summon the Feathered Fighter to strike terrific terror into the criminal hearts?
The Commissioner said that?
Yes.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
He's certainly a good talker.
Are you coming?
You may tell the Commissioner that the Feathered Fighter has heard his summons and will hasten to answer his desperate call, so that the forces of evil will not escape unpunished.
Fine, fine,
I'll
tell him.
And that with one mighty blow from my enormous fist, I will reveal once again that are you writing all this down?
Yes.
That crime does not pay, and that those who wreak...
What?
Who wreak.
Wreak?
Yes, wreak. Havoc.
Wreak havoc?
Yes, wreak from the verb to wreak.
Well, wreak havoc. Where have we heard that name before? Have we heard that name before? I don't think so. What do you think?
Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
Some people just have no taste at all. Good night, Dad. Enjoy your sleep. I know you're a tired, tired man. Give my best to Sherry. See you on Saturday.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make the big star out of me. We'll make the film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie, and I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I'll have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie, but then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fools ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
Of course, that was the late, great Buck Owens and the Buckaroos and Act Naturally. And we're going to wind things down now on this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in and making this a pleasure for me, and say hi to all of you listening to me delayed on the archive. Appreciate you, too. Try joining us live some Thursday night, won't you? We're going to wrap things up the usual way in a few moments, but first we're going to say goodnight with Harry Nilsson from his album Do It on Monday, and this is a little number called Turn Out the Light.
Well, very soon you will be sleeping, and you'll wake up in a dream. So close your eyes, it's time to go to sleep. And soon it will be morning, time to start another day. But now it's time for you to go to sleep. So turn out the light, it's time to say goodnight. Turn out the light, hold each other tight. Don't be afraid to hold each other tight. Pull down the shade, it's time to say.
Well, thanks, folks. I'll talk to you next week.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?